USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Biden administration notified governors and mayors on Wednesday the number of Afghan evacuees their state is expected to receive in the coming weeks. The initial group of 37,000 Afghans will soon be headed to states across the country. California is projected to receive the largest number of Afghans at just over 5,200. Next is Texas at nearly 4,500. U.S.-bound flights carrying Afghans will be grounded for about another week after four cases of measles were discovered among recent arrivals in the United States. An estimated 2,600 Los Angeles Police Department employees are citing religious objections to get out of the COVID-19 vaccine requirement. In Washington State, thousands of state workers also seek similar exemptions. Colorado's Democrat Governor Jared Polis became the first sitting governor to have a same-sex wedding while holding office. Polis married his partner Marlon Reese on Wednesday. The two held their ceremony at the University of Colorado, Boulder. USA Radio News.
I'm looking forward to a play date with my granddaughter.
I can't wait to get together with my friends for a backyard barbecue.
If you're 65 or older, you're starting to get back to doing things you love. Did you know even healthy adults 65 and older are at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia? It's a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Help protect yourself with the Prevnar 13 pneumococcal 13 valent conjugate vaccine, diphtheria CRM 197 protein. Prevnar 13 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 13 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 13 does not protect against all strains of the disease. Ask your doctor or pharmacist today about Prevnar 13. Learn more at Prevnar13.com. Don't get Prevnar 13 if you have had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with a weakened immune system may have a lower response to the vaccine. The most commonly reported side effect was pain at the injection site. For additional common side effects and full prescribing information, please call 1-866-694-9300 or visit Prevnar13.com.
Let's get more details on the AUKUS alliance. Dan Naraki explains.
President Joe Biden announced a new security partnership Wednesday seeking to serve as a bulwark against Chinese expansion and influence in the Indo-Pacific region. Joined by UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson and Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison, Biden said that the agreement will ensure that the three partners have the capability to deal with rapidly evolving threats.
This initiative is about making sure that each of us has a modern capability, the most modern capabilities we need to maneuver and defend against rapidly evolving threats. AUKUS will bring together our sailors, our scientists, and our industries to maintain and expand our edge in military capabilities and critical technologies such as cyber, artificial intelligence, quantum technologies, and undersea domains.
The president said that as part of this partnership, the U.S. would help Australia acquire nuclear-powered submarines, including sharing the technology to help in that pursuit. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
We are USA Radio News.
If you think vaccines alone will protect you from COVID-19, think again. More breakthrough cases of COVID variants show that vaccinated people are still vulnerable to the deadly disease. To be safe, monitor regularly for fever, as it's the leading sign of COVID-19. Use Exergen, the only thermometer scientifically proven to detect fever. And beware of non-contact devices that miss 5 out of 6 fevers. Remember, vaccines are not enough. So protect yourself and your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner. Learn more at Exergen.com.
One person possesses the authority to launch America's massive nuclear arsenal, the president. When America flinches and Joint Chiefs of Staff General Mark Milley takes control of the nuclear football and reports to Speaker Nancy Pelosi, treason to the American people's presidential choice should be met with decisive constitutional legal action. No one is above the president when the decision to strike or not strike needs to be made. Not some unelected military lifer. Louisiana Senator Republican John Kennedy on Fox News reminds us what happened in Myanmar could happen in the United States.
Unelected generals do not get to have their own personal foreign policies. And I think the general has conceded that he did have communications with the Chinese Communist Party and its military wing. We need to see a transcript. They need to release it in an unclassified setting with as minimal a number of redactions as possible. This is serious. This is more than just insubordination. As a people, we've decided that we want to maintain a wall between our commander-in-chief, who must be a civilian. It's the president of the United States, who is duly elected. A wall between the president and the military. And there's a reason for that. Go look at Myanmar. Go look at Guinea right now.
A forthcoming book by journalists Bob Woodward and Robert Costa claim General Mark Milley stepped way out of bounds. I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.